This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I just want to share with you that aside from the fact that Parshas Nasai is the longest parsha in the Torah, but if you look at the Medrash on Nasai, it's exceptionally long. And it's not just because it's the longest parsha, because a lot of the parsha is repetition. It's the 12 Nasiim. So to say that the reason why the Midrashim on Nasai are the longest of all the parshas is because it's the longest parsha in the Torah, it's hard to say, because in content it's not necessarily the longest, but the Midrash on Nasai is exceptionally long. In the Zohar HaKadosh, on Parshas Nasai, it's the longest of any of the parshas in the Torah. It seems like the Medrash Rabbah and the Zohar is Marich B'yoyser B'yoyser on Parshas Nasai. Even more than its typical ratio per Pasuk, there's more Medrash on Parshas Nasai. So the Chiddush Arim brings a wondrous reason for this. He brings this in the Sefer HaZechus in this week's Parsha. It says, in most years, we read Parshas Nasai in the aftermath of Shavuos, because then we're mekabel the Torah anew. So the Medrash, says the Chiddush Arim, is what we're expound and investigate in the Torah. The Zohar is the light of the Torah. Like the Zohar says, Tachazi, come and see. And therefore, since Nasai is in the aftermath of Kabbalah Satorah, it's like after we're mekabel the Torah anew, we get an extra measure, an extra dose of Torah, of Shefa, of Torah min HaShamayim. So Hashem gives us Parshas Nasai, the longest parsha in the Torah, with the longest Medrash in the Torah, and the longest Zohar in the Torah. That's what the Chiddushei Harim writes on this week's parsha. Interestingly, Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Pri Tzadok in Oizayin, he brings another reason why we have the longest parsha, Medrash, and Zohar this week. He says, because in this week's parsha we have Berachos Kohanim. And the shoyresh of the nefesh of a Kohen is to be mashpia on Torah and Klal Yisrael. The function of a Kohen, the objective of the Kohen is Yoyru Mishpatecha liYaakov, the Sayroscha liYisrael. So therefore, the hashba of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Medrash, is very long, the Kamos uVeEichos on this week's parsha. So these are two reasons why Nasai is the longest parsha. It's interesting, the Sefer Otzer Pleis HaTorah brings that we have this commonality that the longest parsha in the Torah is 176 psukim. The longest chapter in Tehillim is 176 psukim in Parakuf Yates of Tehillim. And also the longest Masechta in Shas has 176 blat. So he brings from an interesting Sefer, Meichal Hamayim. He says, "Kach shamati hamasoira umisha yadea lidrosh tambaza yavoi v'schare kafel min hashamayim." So, in other words, it's like it's a bit of a riddle. You know, what is significant about the number 176? We know it's basically. I'll come to that in a minute. Why is it that the largest shefa of Torah comes in doses of 176? Just it occurred to me that we know Parakuf Yotes of Tehillim is Betamanya Api. Each letter of the Aleph Bay is times 8. So we know that the number 8 is Lamala Min HaTeva. 7 is Teva, 8 is Lamala Min HaTeva. A Kohen was Meshamesh between the world of Teva and the world of Lamala Min HaTeva. So Kohen is Gematria 75, like 7.5, between 7 and between 8. Likewise, it's brought that Avraham Avinu, he was Makaris Boira at the age of 75. That's the world between Teva and Lamala Min HaTeva. But 8 is Lamala Min HaTeva. So perhaps then, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah B'chof Be'ez Oisiois, and a certain dose that's Lamala Min HaTeva, a dose that's Lamala Min HaTeva is 8. So what would we say? A giving of Torah, Shefa of Torah, Lamala Min HaTeva, perhaps that would be 176, which is 22 times 8. It's a bounty of Torah, which is Lamala Manateva. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's just a brief thought for you on Parshas Nasai. I couldn't help but think this morning how, you know, everything that occurs during the week is Marumas in the Parsha. So we have Nasai. Nasai could be a reference to Hashem is elevating, or it could be a reference to the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Es Roish, who's the Roish of Klal Yisrael? The Gadol Hadar. B'nei Gershon, we are all B'nei Gershon, the Gadol Hadar of Gershon Edelstein. Could you imagine, it's like there's a remez in the beginning of this week's Parsha, that now with the Petira of the Gadol Hadar, Hashem has to elevate us because we're Yisoyimim Hayinu Ve'ein Av. Without our leader, Rashi says that a Rebbe is called a father, Avi Avi Rechev Yisrael, and the Talmidim are called Banim Shenemar V'Shinantam Levanecha. So now with the passing of Rav Gershon Edelstein, so we have our Mespalel, Nasai, elevate us, because Es Roish, we lost our Roish, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Gershon, we are all the sons of the Manhag Hadar. Anyway, just a little food for thought. I want to welcome to the shir our good friend Rav David Hirsch, the author of the Sefer Pe'er Halacha, and I wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing a few minutes together. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.